My wife is a convert to the Catholic faith. She had a tough time with confession. She understood the theology, but she couldn't get it through her head that when you go to confession, you got to confess your own sins, not your husband's. Bless me, Father, for Ray has sinned. She made her first confession when she was 39. Now, gentlemen, you read these marriage books, they all tell you the same thing. Got to be on your knees for your wife. All right, that's what I'll do. She goes into the confessional, I get on my knees, and I stay there the whole time she's in that confessional. So I took a week off from work. She came out and said, honey, what do you think? I said, well, Ray, I feel pretty clean. Good, good. So what'd you tell Father? Well, I'm not going to tell you that. No, you could tell me you're not bound by the seal. I'm not telling you, Ray. Figured it out. You want to know what your spouse or your kid tells Father in the confessional? Got to go in the back door. So, honey, what did Father give you for penance? Now, if you know what they got for penance, you can kind of reason backward to how rock got they were. She said, I guess I could tell you that. I got a rosary. A rosary? That's not bad for 40 years of pagan muck. She said, with the stations of the cross at every bead. Oh, kind of wish you'd have told me that before I married you. I said, I still got to kiss you. Then she asked me, okay, Ray, what do you usually get for penance? Me? Most of the time? Half a sign of the cross. Sometimes a quarter. That's hardly enough time to levitate. I left the Catholic Church. My 30s. I wasn't mad at her. You know why people get mad at the Catholic Church most of the time? It's because of below the waist. When's the last time you heard somebody say, you know what I don't like about that Catholic Church? I'm going to tell you. They tell you not to steal. Boy, I hate that. That makes me mad, telling you not to steal. You know what I don't like about that Catholic Church? They tell you you're supposed to treat people good. Doggone it, where do they think they're coming from telling me like that? No, 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 no. When people leave the Catholic Church for moral reasons, much of the time it's below the waist. Fornication, abortion, adultery, contraception, divorce and remarriage. I left the church. I wasn't mad at her. People get mad at the church. We got this new priest. He came in. We used to have the collection on the poles. You know, you put the poles like this. He took the poles away. We have to hand the basket to each other. We're looking for another parish. I just kind of drifted. God's God. Jesus is Jesus. What does it matter? I can just worship where I'm most content and I feel best. Before I go any further, I want to double underline this. The talk today is not about the many good, solid, faithful people in other denominations and churches. We could learn much from some of their fervor. What I'm going to talk about today is the system that they are in. Let's make it simple. You got two systems. Catholic, Protestant. How do you know which one's right? Where I was, these guys, some of them had education in everything. Greek and Hebrew and Scripture and Old Testament. And if you got into an argument with them, Monty, I'll tell you what, they would tear you to shreds. You try to defend the Catholic Church and they would just tie you into knots. So how do you know the church is who she said she is? How do you know which direction to go, Catholic, non-Catholic? There is a simple way. Ask yourself one question. Which system is coherent within itself? Which system does not contradict itself? When I went into the Protestant world for those 8 years, I was in many Bible studies, sometimes 2-3 a week. I ran one. I had a prison ministry for 5 years. I got deeper and deeper into non-Catholic thinking and theology, and then the trouble started. Where I was, of course, this is the very tenet, the pillar of Protestant thinking. All you need is the Bible. You don't need anything else. You got Scripture, and you got the Holy Spirit to guide you. So therefore, you don't need a priest. You don't need these sacrament things that you Catholics believe in. You don't need this. You got the Bible and the Holy Spirit, and that will guide you in Christian understanding. Now, that's a nice theory. How does it hold up? I want somebody to give me the answer. Now, this is awful to do this in a group of men, because we are so dang competitive. There ain't no more than 2 seconds goes by before somebody yells out the answer, even though I say, don't say it if you know it. According to the Oxford Dictionary of Christian Denominations, using the Bible, guided by the Holy Spirit, how many non-Catholic denominations and independent churches are there in the United States? 10,000. We got to guess for 10,000. Oh, my. Wow. Anybody think it's that many? 330. Well, that's a little more in line, right, with what people would think. It's 35,000 plus. All using the Bible, all with the Holy Spirit. Now, when I presented that argument to very faithful non-Catholic friends, here's what I heard. You're not being fair, Ray. We agree on the basics. Now, when I was in college, I minored in philosophy. Philosophy is one of those degrees that can mess you up for the rest of your life. Instead of listening to the prof and thinking, he's standing there teaching us. No, you start thinking things like, is that alternate universe reality? Have I degenerated into solipsism? Remember the question that you got that messed up your head? If a tree falls into the woods, there's nobody there to hear it, does it make a sound? There's a modern gender counterpart to that. If a man is in the woods, all alone, and there are no women there to hear him speak, if he speaks, is he still wrong? I say that at the women's conferences. The ladies look at me like, duh. You got to ask. In philosophy, they have something called circular reasoning, or perhaps related, a tautology. A tautology really logically tells you nothing. A cat is a cat. If it's raining, it's raining. We believe in the basics is a tautology. It's circular reasoning. What do you believe? Well, we believe in them. We agree on the basics. Why are they the basics? Because we agree upon them. Why do you agree upon them? Because they're the basics. Do you see? What are the basics? Who determines the basics? Where I was, the evangelical church was pro-life. Is that a basic? Is sanctity of life a basic? Because, as I told the pastor's wife in one of our Bible studies, much of Protestantism doesn't agree with you. They believe that a woman can choose and determine what to do with that life in her womb. Is that a basic? Once saved, always saved. That was a very core of where I was. That means you confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Ask him into your heart, and you are forgiven. Now and always, you're in. Once saved, always saved. You can't do anything to lose your salvation. Now, that's a great gig. And this is part of the reason why a lot of Catholics are getting pulled off. Because they hear things like, if you died tonight, do you know where you'd go? And as a Catholic, you might say something like, well, I was baptized into the family of God, and I hope and pray on the mercy of our Lord Oh, see, you don't even understand basic Christianity. Somebody asked Pope John Paul II, are you saved? He said, a very straightforward, theologically correct answer. I hope so. Oh, once saved, always saved. See, you know, part of the problem with you Catholics, your marketing stinks. See where I was? Once saved, always saved. The main things are the plain things, and the plain things are the main things. Let's major on the major and minor on the minor. Let scripture interpret scripture. We have to agree to disagree.